Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's hour number two of the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. And we're glad you're here. It's You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. We're welcoming back Dr. Deb Lonser very soon. We miss her. She'll be back soon. Another Real Age Tip of the Week in this hour, 34 past the hour, straight talk from the docs. Dr. Arthur Perry joins in. And what are the topics of discussion today, Dr. Mike, with Dr. Arthur Perry?
Well, there are two very interesting ones. One is there were, three recent infections when Juvederm, which is a filler, was injected in women in, it was Washington State. And so Arthur is going to tell you what you should do to look for and to prevent these for yourself, how you can prevent this from occurring in you. And the second one is milk thistle is claimed to decrease skin cancer. Is this real or BS? We're going to challenge Dr. Perry on this because I think it is one and he thinks it's the other. So we're going to find out by our debate which it is.
Yeah, it's a good segment every week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's Straight Talks in the Docs. Dr. Arthur Perry. 20 after the hour, coming up in about 13 minutes, it's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He's got the latest on the farmers and rivers. Stuffed moose heads. Is your stuffed moose head poisonous? Also, somebody's trying to sell bottled air. You know, I got to admit, when bottled water first came out, I said, who's the jug head that's going to buy this? I never ever thought bottled water would be successful, but it is a multi-billion dollar industry, isn't it, bottled water?
And I don't contribute much to it. Now, we do have it some places, but most of the time I just drink tap water because it's healthier. What about you?
Well, a combination. I mean, our water here in central New York, you've lived here before, our water is pretty great. If it's available and I'm not near regular water, I'll use bottled water.
Well, why don't you put tap water in a little old stainless steel container and take it along with you, or even a gold or a silver container? You can really have some style, Joe.
What if I forget?
Well, what if you forget the bottles of bottled water?
What if I go to a golf tournament and they've got bottled water? I mean, you know.
Well, you know where it came from. That most of that bottled water is tap water.
Yeah.
That very little is done with. So read the label. The only thing they do is charge you more for it. So I guess you get to pay for it at the golf tournament.
I got to tell you something. I told you this before. I did a segment on this on my radio show once. And I said the same thing about bottled water you just did. And I had a couple meetings with management that were promulgated by the company that, you know, bottles bottled water. And they went on me like nobody's business saying, what are you talking about? This is,
Well, bottled air may have a rationale, right?
Well,
and Gary's going to tell you why you might want bottled air when you're visiting China.
Okay. Gary's one of
and what is amazing is, in fact, someone started selling it there, and how much they sold in the first week. I mean, it was a guy who is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Started to sell it, and he's going to become more of a billionaire.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a thinking man for you. Also, one of the top medical stories of the week is one of Gary's stories too about fake pot. And what fake pot may be a problem. There could be a problem with fake pot. So we'll hold on to that for Dr. Ginsberg at 20 after the hour. How can you be more productive in life? And I'm going to ask you a follow-up to that once you give me the advice on that.
Well, the data were very interesting. And if you will, the productivity in life was increased by, in fact, relaxing. The best time to get more done may be to spend more time doing less. Include daytime workouts, short afternoon naps, longer sleep hours, more time away from the office, and longer vacations. And the ideal was, in fact, to have about a 90-minute period of work with a 10-minute break. So your alertness shifts to physiologic fatigue approximately 90 minutes. Your body tells you to take the break, take it, and tell your boss you're becoming more productive.
Well, I got to tell you something. I've never run into somebody any more anybody that's busier than you.
That's the truth.
I was amazed at how much how you move every day. Do you relax? And how, if you relax, how do you relax?
I used to go to Syracuse University basketball and football games. The football games stopped being relaxing. But I used to go to the basketball games, and they're great fun. Yelling out, just getting out of yourself, getting on the referees. What was that guy's name? There was a horrible referee who still is a horrible referee. I'm going to get arrested.
Tim Higgins.
You got him. Tim Higgins. I used to yell at him. We used to have a section. Because if he, the fact that, I mean, he was fair to both teams. He was just so bad. And he did it at such inopportune times that I considered him the worst referee in the world. It wasn't that he was prejudiced against one team or another. He just couldn't see. And didn't know the rules.
Between you and Jim Boeheim, you ruined his life. He doesn't ref here anymore.
Oh, is that right?
I don't think he does Syracuse games anymore. But I mean, he's
we did a good deed for the Big East or whoever, whatever conference they kicked him out of. But anyway, so I yell at and I still do it at the Cavs games. And Nancy and I will go to. We have a half season, and we'll go to almost all 21 games, or 25 games if you include the preseason. We'll go to almost all of them, and we'll have a great time. And we go to the Browns, and we go to about 10 or 12 Indian games, and we have a great time yelling. As you know, I'm a fairly active sports enthusiast, and work out hard, and love doing that. And the most important, in addition, Nancy and I have a great relationship, so... we enjoy time with each other, and even if it's walking or talking about something, we enjoy it. But the thing that I actually, for me, work is relaxing. So I am, you know, I love doing the radio show. I love preparing for it. You can ask Bridget. I just enthuse over these stories and try and get more and more data because it's so much fun to me. That is medicine. And trying to motivate people to healthier behavior is what I love doing most and gives me most pleasure.
So, Bridget, did you ever walk down the hall with Dr. Mike and have him walk 10 steps ahead of you?
Yes, all the time. I remember, like, one of the first times that I came in and was working with him first semester and just being so amazed by how much he does and being like, when do you ever find time to relax? He's like, that's the thing. Work is relaxing to me. This is what I love.
Well, we were going to the NCAA tournament games there a couple of years ago, and, you know, we met Mike and his wife Nancy in the hallway of the Cleveland Clinic, and it was time to go to the car, so we started walking down the hall, and all of a sudden, Dr. Mike takes off, and, like, I'm walking with my wife and Dr. Mike's wife 10 steps behind him, and he's 10 steps ahead of us, and I said, wow, I guess he wants to get there by the start of the game. But do you ever veg out? I mean, do you ever sit down and just, like, I'm going to sit down and not do a stinking thing here for 30 minutes or an hour.
Joe, last week I was in La Quinta on vacation.
Yep.
And I must admit, I think I played 6 rounds of golf.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, that's terrific. So,
but that's still not just like sitting down.
Yeah. And if you need the lesson, I'll send you a videotape of how you can I'll put that on YouTube after the show.
One
today.
Won't be enough.
You might need a couple of reels of film there. Okay. Udocs@gmail.com. UDOCS@gmail.com. We stream at RadioMD.com and GabRadio.com. So, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, next up on the latest on Farmers and Rivers. Fake pot could be a problem with fake pot. What are the dangers of that? And probably the most interesting story with Dr. G, somebody is selling bottled air. And what's that all about? So that's up next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.